You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network of Podcasts.
This is Megatron, leader of the Predacons, and you're listening to All Things Transformers. Predacons, terrorize!
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom for the last time in 2023 is DFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well then, it's been about 2.5 months.
It sure has.
Yeah. So we have a ton of stuff to get through tonight. First two things, Transformers 1. As of Christmas Day, the toy line street date has been revealed. It will be August 1st is when the Transformers 1 toys will hit for 2024 in time for the release of the film on September 13th of 2024. And apparently there's going to be a new gimmick line for the movie titled Transformers 1 Prime Changers. Each toy is priced at $60. However, do bear in mind that this price tag is from an overseas listing that TFW 2005 received. Actual prices in the United States may vary. Prime Changers, isn't that similar to what they did like 2 years ago? The One Step Changers or something? I don't know. So there's something. That. Yeah, something. So there's that. And then way back in October, Hasbro had applied for various trademarks for entertainment services, namely the production and distribution of the motion pictures, toy and action figure, toy vehicles, toy robots, convertible into other visual toy forms, etc., downloadable games, printed children activity books, things like that. So Transformers 1, for the 40th anniversary, they are going all in and getting the Transformers brand back to kids when it comes to the media and entertainment. Not that it wasn't already, but it just seems like, hey, it's been 40 years, let's reset. Which, hey, maybe they need a reset.
I don't think this is going to do it. I really don't. I feel like they're going to do, like, the Prime Changers thing, I feel like that's going to be the gimmick that we got with, you know, Prime and Bumblebee and those guys having, like, an add-on that makes them have a beast mode. Like, yeah. I don't feel like we're going to get anything of substance out of that. Like, I feel like that's what the Prime Changers are going to be.
Now, when you say you feel like we're not going to get substance out of that, do you mean we as in us old people or children?
I don't think anybody's going to get anything of substance, like, in general. Like, those Leo Prime or Bumblebird or, you know, things that were kind of floating around from the Rise of the Beast, all of it's shell-forming. Like, a majority of the Rise of the Beast stuff is still on the shelves, like, in full stock. And to me, that's very telling. Not only one of two different things. There's too many price points, too many options, and there's too many gimmicks. They had too much going on during a lot of these recent, between Earthspark and Legacy and the studio series and Rise of the Beast. I feel like there was way too much going on, and they essentially diluted themselves to the point that people just didn't care, or they bought what they wanted, and then the rest of it has been sitting on the shelf. A lot of it, I mean, there's still the studio series 86 Starscream sitting on shelf because they refused to clearance it out. Like, there's so much of these figures that are stuck on the shelves. I don't feel like Transformers 1 is going to save it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's no Beast Wars, or we don't know if it's going to be any Beast Wars, but do you feel like they clearanced out the older Studio 86 stuff that people would actually buy it that don't already have it, or has everybody that wants that stuff already gotten it?
I feel like the boat was missed on it. I feel like a lot of people got it when it first came out, and then it's kind of been meh ever since. Now, whenever an Optimus Prime hits. Like, for instance, Laser Optimus Prime or Armada Optimus Prime. Those are gone in an instant.
That is affirmative.
Any of those, you know, the War for Cybertron, like any of those primes are gone. Everything else is fair game to sit on the shelf.
Yep.
And I've seen Armada Megatrons. I've seen a lot of the legacy stuff is still on the shelves that has been out over the last year or two. A lot of the Toxitron series stuff is still shelf warming. I feel like we've hit this kind of plateau, not only of just people losing their jobs and, you know, the economy tanking and then things costing more. And I feel like we've hit this point of how many times are we going to milk G1?
Yeah.
And for that instance, I mean, Beast Wars 2. I mean, when you're doing the reissues for one, none of those have sold. They're still holding on to Wolfang from at the Walmarts, and they're selling them for, they were trying to sell them for $27 when they were new, the reissue of that figure. Now, granted, it's not that impressive of a toy.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in it just because I wanted to mod it, but I wasn't willing to pay $27 for it. I'm still not willing to pay $20, which is what they've knocked it down to. And all of them are sitting in clearance at every Walmart I've gone to. And it's hilarious to me that they just won't get rid of them. Same reason when we had the reissue Optimus Primal and Beast Megatron. And I found one in the store of the Beast Megatron in clearance, no doubt, for... they had them for 18 or 9... or I think it was... No, it was like 20, 29 in their clearance aisle. And I found it online for 12. And they wouldn't sell me the one in the store for 12, even though it was sitting in their store.
Wow.
And it was fulfilled by Walmart on their online thing. So it's like, what's the difference here? Looking back, I should have just taken it to customer service and made them like make a big deal out of it. But whatever, it is what it is. Like, I didn't really need it. I just was like, oh, for $12, I'll pick it up. But I mean, I think that's kind of the main thing here. Next year we're getting Transformers G.I. Joe Mobat Optimus Prime with General Hawk, which I think that will sell really well. It'll be expensive, though. It'll probably be about $90, like the Megatron was, for the Hiss Tank.
Yep.
We're going to get the Generation Studio Series Voyager 86 Blaster and Eject, which will, you know, be basically a retool of the legacy War for Cybertron stuff, which, again, that'll probably sell. And then, like, the Mix Mashers, I don't feel like those are going to do anything. I've heard that they're going to have a Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime. If they do, that is going to sell like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to want one. And that will be so rare to get that you might as well just pre-order on, like, BBTS or something and just wait.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. A booby trap that actually catches boobies.
Now, I'm fortunate where I'm at. And with my job travels, I'm close enough to enough Walmarts that I could take a lunch break and I could go to pretty much any of them. I mean, There's three within 20 minutes of the headquarters of where I work. So, I mean, I could hit up literally any Walmart and check it out. And for the most part, I'll probably find what I'm looking for within a couple weeks of it hitting street date.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes before, just depends. But it's always at Walmart. I'll see it ahead of time. That's where I've gotten predominantly most of my figures when I find them, is Walmart, and I'll find one, and then it'll disappear for like another month or two, and then they'll kind of flood in after that, and then nobody wants them by that point. So again, I feel like a lot of these, I'm cool to see them experiment. I'm really hoping it does well, because otherwise, you know, it could hose the brand.
Mm-hmm.
But between doing Super 7 and the retro figures that they charge an obscene amount of money for, and the RED figures, and a lot of the other merchandising they're doing with all these third parties that are not Hasbro, and they're basically non-transformables, I feel like it's overkilling the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't, I don't have high hopes for the brand as far as it, as a whole. Like, third party is doing better than the brand itself.
Mm.
And they're not even affiliated.
Yeah.
My soapbox concludes.
Well, and that's really sad, because, like, you would think that they would want to, like, originally, folks, 2.5 months ago, and this stuff just started happening in real life for me, for Steve, for whatever, and nothing bad or anything like that. But, like, it's one of the reasons why we didn't end up covering the 1027 Hasbro event, because just we were busy with other things. And I watched part of that stream, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool. That new poster is cool, but none of the things they revealed at the 1027 event would be anything I would want. Like, I get it. It's a 40-year-old brand. Like you said, yes, they are always going to G1 it to death because it's G1, and that's where it started. But that event showed off a bunch of things that are, like, from RID and all this other stuff, because those anniversary, the Armada and the Energon and the Cybertron anniversaries, 20th or whatever, anniversaries are coming up or upon us or whatever, or past or whatever. And I don't know where the brand overall is going to go. Like, you know this. The audience listening to the sound of my voice knows this. I am a huge nostalgiaist. I always have been. I always will be. But like you're saying, there's only so much you can go back to and do. There's only so many times. Even though they're going to do it because they know that, like you said, the 86, Studio Series 86 Optimus, that's going to sell like hotcakes and it's going to become super rare and everything else. But that's because it's Optimus friggin' Prime. It's a TFTM Optimus Prime, and I don't know. I like that it's still around, but if Transformers needs to go away for... Look at Masters of the Universe. Masters of the Universe went away for 6 years. From 2002/2003 to 2008. 2008 is when the classics, the original Mattel Classics line came in on Masters of the Universe. They went away for 6 years, and all of a sudden, you know, because they went away, they're like, oh, wait, this is back? This is great. So, hey, I don't think, somebody said to me, I forget who it was, I don't think it was you, it was somebody else, recently about, I wonder if they've actually ever taken a couple of years off. And in the last 40 years, I don't think so. Maybe you could maybe say between 92 and 96, between the end of G1, G2, beginning of Beast Wars, but they were still selling stuff.
Well, they didn't technically, because if you count
right,
the UK,
mm-hmm,
they were coming out with new Transformers figures that eventually got rolled into part of G2 and part of Machine Wars.
Right. Like,
and then they came out with Beast Wars around the time that they retooled some of the UK stuff for, and some of the late G2 stuff for Machine Wars.
Right. So, yeah.
And exactly. I almost feel like if they move the direction of Machine Wars, I feel like they could salvage the franchise and start anew without creating. Like, they would have, like, complete freedom to create a whole new untied universe there.
Yep. I don't know.
My two cents. But
yeah, it's
next year, we will have some Beast Wars. Some of it's sprinkling out now, like Snarl, or he's basically a Tasmanian devil. It's Snarl from the Beast Wars line, but he's like Tasmanian Kid from Beast Wars 2nd, or Beast Wars Neo, or something. I'm not sure which. But I'm interested in that. It's a core class. I used to have the original. This one just looks cooler. If I saw it, I might pick it up, but I'm not going to go out of my way for it. And the same thing with, they're coming out with a new, like the first time they've tackled the Fusor since Beast Wars, they're coming out with a new Voyager class Silverbolt. Which, again, I may or may not, just depends on, you know, like, I'm not going to go out of my way, but if, you know, I see it at the store, possibly, it's going to use the wings tooling from Air Razor and Terrorsaur, so that'll, you know, allow him to fold up his wings. But, I mean, it'll be a cool figure in general to see kind of hit daylight there. And then we have the Tiger Hawk, which I've heard there's issues with. Quality control. Not surprising, but again, I mean, we are talking about, yes, they seem to hit that 90% mark where something's awesome, and then that 10%, they drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be paint, whether it be a face sculpt, Transmetal to Legacy Megatron, it's so bad, like a third party, not TransArt, but a third party came out with a knockoff oversized Transmetal to Megatron that's basically an upsized Legacy figure with premium paint that looks just like it spit out of the show. And wow. they've given him a better face sculpt, which is basically taking the Transmetal Megatron's head, you know, and shoving it in the dragon tail. They fixed the dragon tail where it attaches to the head. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't look like it's just this weird, you know, arm sticking out. Like, they have clips that actually attach around the part now. So, I mean, like, they've improved it. But the only... the main gripe with people is... you remember the other third-party Dragon Megatron I had at one mm-hmm. point?
Yep.
This figure is an inch and a half taller.
Oh, my God.
It's a knockoff oversized Legacy. Like, it's not... The one that I had was almost verbatim spit out of the show. Other wow. than, like, the head sculpt was kind of weird. But it was basically verbatim spit out of the show. This one, the Legacy Oversize, overall is. But it still takes that artistic influence of the, you know, the Legacy line, like War for Cybertron did. So, it's like a fraction of the cost. It's like just under half of what the other one that I did have is, you know, for the cost. But my, you know, and it's basically double of what the standard release Legacy figure was. My only gripe with the Legacy figure is the paint sucks. And they put the wrong face sculpt. Other than that, like, I don't hate the size.
Yeah.
Like, the massive size is the only deterrent for me on those third-party ones. If it was in scale with Optimal Optimus from TransArt, sure, I'd go that route. But a lot of them are so huge. I've got the regular Masterpiece and the Transmetal. I don't want the Dragon Masterpiece bad enough to take up that amount of space, because the other two are the ones that I like. But, yeah.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The only Dragon Megatron I've ever wanted is that...
The cloak.
Okay, well, yes, technically Beast Machines, but the only, like, Red Dragon Megatron I've ever wanted is that damn statue that they had at that one convention a couple of years ago. That big-ass...
The Prime One Studios.
Yeah. You mentioned the Silver Bolt. I will lump that in here with the Rhinox... I think we already talked about these, actually, now that I'm looking at these pictures. I think we talked about these in a previous episode, but folks, it's been 2.5 months. I barely remember yesterday. But the Voyager Silver Bolt official images starts back in October. He looks really good in robot mode. He looks good in both modes, but I love the robot mode more than the flying wolf mode a little bit. But, and then that Rhinox, man. Whew. Just give me the Chain Guns of Doom pose, and that's all I need. Like, and it's there. Then we got, again, I think we did talk about this at some point. Again, refresher, folks, for us anyway, at least for me. Takara Tomy, Transformers Dramatic Capture Series Nemesis Bridge, Shockwave Megatron, and Soundwave official images. Man, these things just look cool. Like, even the tank mode on Megatron, like, just to... I think that's the best G1 tank mode we've ever seen.
Yep.
That thing is... That tank, man. Whew. Damn. So there's that. You mentioned the 40th anniversary retro reissues for Blaster and Soundwave, so those are coming. I like some of the newer articles now, because the one I pulled up again was from October, but some of the newer articles where it shows, like, it's not necessarily in-hand images, it's I guess it is. Side by side comparisons, or somebody did a thing where it was like, this is what this blaster looks like, and then this is what the new one looks like. It was really cool seeing the differences between the two. Gary Chalk and David Kay both put out their 2023 Christmas greetings. Those,
which is always cool.
Yep, you got to watch Gary's first, and then watch David's because David mentions Gary's. And with Gary's holiday greeting at the end of it, he did a little remembrance of Pauline Newsom, or Newsom, who was the voice actress for Air Razor, because she had passed away this year, which is very, very sad. And then James Etok over at Serial Geek TV unearthed the Transport to Oblivion original studio sessions of Classic Transformers. So the original voice sessions, so that was a cool listen. I listened to that. I listened to it more than watched it, but yeah, so there's that. And yeah, then we get into the comics, because the comics are back, folks. Holy crap, are the comics back.
We are Two Mics, Two Furious, a podcast where we watch every episode of Transformers Animated and discuss from two different points of view. I'm Mike Seibert, and I've never watched Transformers Animated before, and guiding me on this journey is author Michael Andrews.
Hello! Yes, longtime Transformers Animated fan, serial rewatcher. I've seen it plenty of times.
So if you've never watched Transformers Animated but always wanted a reason to, now's your chance. Likewise, if you've binged the series several times, it's a great reason to watch through again with us. Because regardless, if you're a seasoned vet or a newbie, there's something for every fan. Because I ask questions. Why is Prowl such a dick?
So that he can be not a dick later, I think is the answer.
Subscribe to Two Mics, Two Furious on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
Are we coming off furious enough? I feel like we're not living up to the... Are we supposed to be, like, more angry, more fired up? We're really in a good mood. We really enjoy talking to each other.
Hey, welcome to the Last Comic Shop Podcast!
A comic book podcast that actually talks about comics.
Yep, each week we open the shop up and read and discuss a comic.
Sometimes we pair that up with comic book movies or TV shows.
Or not. Lots of times it's just comic books and sound effects.
Oh, yes. Definitely lots of sound effects.
So tune in on all the major podcasting platforms to The Last Comic Shop Podcast. Or check out our library of evergreen shows at www.lastcomicshoppodcast.com.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
What's up, folks? My name is Mike, and I am the host of the Mike Seibert Radio Podcast, your favorite Transformers-adjacent podcast, and I've got 60 seconds to tell you all about my show. Good thing I've got a catchy theme song to do most of the work for me.
Mike Seibert Radio, we talk about stuff and things, lots of guests, in-depth interviewing. Mike Seibert Radio, it's nobody's
I also talk about The Transformers, the movie, about as much as I talk about Boba Fett. My guests are independent artists who tell their stories and give terrific advice about pursuing your creative interests, and I encourage you to do the same thing, even if I can't take my own advice. Brevity is not my first best strength, but you can subscribe to Mike Seibert Radio on most podcast apps so you never miss an episode. Make good choices!
Want to learn a bit about the Transformers? Think you know everything about Cybertron, but are looking to learn a little bit more? Enroll today at Transformers University Podcast. Each episode will tackle a piece of Transformers history, starting in 1984 and marching our way up to today. Hosted by me, Anthony Brucalli, three-time Emmy Award winner and consulting producer on Netflix's The Toys That Made Us, and lifelong Transformers fan, we'll go on a journey through cartoons and comics, toys and movies, and all the weird esoterica from around the world, chronicling the adventures of everyone's favorite, Robots in Disguise. Listen to Transformers University on iTunes, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Transform and roll out!
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
So have you had any inkling to check out the comics? Have you looked at any of it other than the things that I've sent you about the stuff?
I have not checked them out, but that's more so because I don't have access to read them.
Okay.
That's more so like why I haven't checked them out. Not that I'm not interested. I haven't come across it. So having not read it yet, I'm just kind of waiting.
Yep.
I wish them luck and all the best in it, but yeah, I have no frame of reference.
I mean, they're doing reprints already, so it must be doing well for them. So, but yeah, so we're gonna go in order here a couple of months because of solicitations for January coming up next month. Brings Transformers issue number 4 to the Energon Universe publication schedule via Previews World. When the Decepticons attack the Autobots at their weakest moment, an unlikely new hero joins the battle. With human and Transformers robot lives at stake, can Optimus Prime unlock the true power behind the Matrix of Leadership to save them both? So, very, very cool. Written and drawn by Daniel Warren Johnson. Colors by Mike Spicer. John Boy Myers is also on colors. Orlando Arsona. And then on various, I think this was a panel somewhere in this article, they talk about how dependent the Energon Universe titles are on each other. And Mankiewicz says, hopefully our line is fair enough for the four main series right now that we're not overloading you. If you want to pick up everything, it's affordable. And if you don't, you're still going to get full storytelling experience if you just follow the Void Rivals or Transformers. On the level of violence, because the Skybound books are pretty violent. Joshua Williamson, I assume this Joshua Williamson. You read issue 1 of Transformers, and it's a little bloody. It's a little violent. So as I'm working on these books, I'm like, oh, I see how it is. How much more blood can I put into this book? And yeah, it's not the Skybound books are not for kids. At some point, Skybound will do Transformers comics for kids, but I don't think that's what the Energon Universe is for. The Energon Universe is for us. And then the artist on Void Rivals, DeFelici, says, out of all of us, I'm the one that's less fueled by childhood nostalgia. I'm fueled by my curiosity for distorting these worlds, because I'm from Italy. Transformers there were big, but not as big as here. For me, it's a very exciting every time whenever Robert Kirkman sends over a script and there's some name that I'm not very familiar with, going around and looking for references, it's always like a discovery, because I know Transformers, but I'm not that familiar with the surrounding world of them. With some of the designs, I want to be as respectful as I can, but at the same time, I like to give a little spin or a new vibe or something. Yeah, that is very cool. So, Transformers number 4 hitting stores in January. And then was announced the Free Comic Book Day 2024 special. Discover all three new stories from the Energon Universe with stunning revelation for the worlds of the Transformers, G.I. Joe, and Void Rivals from the biggest names in comics. This is one of the Energon universe's most explosive stories yet, but what else can you expect from a comic starring the baddest Decepticon of them all? Said Sean Makowitz, SVP publisher Skybound. The launches of Void Rivals Transformers Duke and Cobra Commander have reminded fans and retailers just how fun and surprising a comic book shared universe should be. Now this free comic book day special kicks off our second year of stories by making sure everyone gets a chance to check them out. So, yeah, they've got four series going on currently. Void Rivals is kind of its own thing, but Transformers, it's all connected. But Void Rivals has original characters to it. It has its own original story. Transformers is Transformers, and then the Duke miniseries, and then the Cobra Commander miniseries. I just saw, as of this recording on Instagram, one of the guys talking about the Cobra Commander series on an Instagram reel, where he was like, yeah, the Cobra Commander book wasn't even really in the plans, and then we were like, well, what if we make it a horror story? I'm not kidding. Like, I will send you the reel so you can check it out, but I think I might have sent it to you. I don't remember. Anyway, but the point is the Cobra Commander series that they're going to be doing, I think it's just a mini-series. I could be wrong. But yeah, they want to lean into the horror. So, again, Energon Universe for adults. Which is cool, because that again, I know at some point they'll go back down the line, especially once we get to Transformers on next year and do all of that. So in February, we've got Transformers issue 5. Starscream revives one of the most powerful Decepticons to eliminate the Autobots once and for all. Dun dun dun. So that's going to be interesting. And this is just still the first arc, because the way that they're doing these stories is they're doing it every six issues. So Void Rivals has had its six issues. Transformers by March will have its March 2024 will have its six issues, and then the next new arc will start. Speaking of which, in March, Transformers number 6, end of story arc, like I said, one will stand, one will fall. The Autobots versus the Decepticons, this is it, and someone isn't going to survive. And then, the new story arc for Void Rivals starts with number 7. Derek and Salila traverse the northern wasteland. Danger lurks around every corner. The Void Rivals corner of the Energon universe continues to grow as Proximus is on the hunt. Dun, dun, dun. So, yeah. I am very excited. I'm interested in the G.I. Joe stuff to see, but I'm more excited for what Void Rivals is doing and what Transformers is doing, because it's really fun.
Okay.
What was that?
I said okay.
Okay. I think that's all we have for the end of the year. Good.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, I don't know if we touched on, you know, Masterpiece Rhinox coming out.
We did. I mentioned about the...
I think we did. Yeah.
I mentioned about the Chain Gun of Doom pose.
There's, of course, Show Z has some more release photos of some new figures. Aside from the... They call them the Legacy Upscale Knockoff Oversized Transmetal 2 Megatron is called Black Mamba RDO1 Winged Dragon Beast on there. Which, you know, whatever. Cool. And then, of course, you know, they have Tarantulas for TransArt. They're still working on Dinobot Transmetal 2. They've got, like, test images with, you know, just quick print, and it looks spectacular, but he's the same size as like Transmetal Megatron,
right?
So I'm like, I don't need another 10-inch figure. And then Silverbolt is like 7-inch, and so is, and I think Tarantulas is like 6. So they've got a Silverbolt coming, they've got a Quick Strike coming, although they've released the release photos of their Masterpiece Quick Strike. Now, and looks pretty awesome. I mean, shiny paint, accurate head sculpt, accurate paint job, a lot of the same transformation maneuverability. I mean, it's not that much different than the original figure.
Yeah.
To warrant, you know, if you have the original, I don't know if I would go out of my way. I mean, he has the shoulder pads, which the original release doesn't. It's got chrome on it, which I find it hilarious. TransArt is doing vac metal, and theirs just looks spectacular. Oh. And Hasbro's like, ooh, vac metal bad.
Yeah.
They're like, I think it's twofold. I think one, they don't know how to make it last long term. And I think the other thing is that they're too cheap.
Yep. Much.
In TransArt stuff, don't get me wrong, it remains to be seen how long the vac metal lasts.
Yeah.
On these figures. But there's a lot of posability, a lot of maneuverability. You can TransArt's knocking it out of the park with their Predacons. Like, they've got Ravage, they've got, you know, Transmetal Black Arachnia, they've got Transmetal Tarantulas, Quickstrike, Megatron. They're working on Transmetal 2 Megatron, Dinobot, Rampage, Depth Charge, you know, various other ones. Honestly, like, if you're going to go Masterpiece and you're going to go third party, TransArt's the way to go. I'm tempted by it, but like, I've had to look at things objectively. I'm like, do I need this? Is this like something that I have to have? Like, Megatron, obviously I'm going to go after, but I'm kind of like, I'm kind of at this point where I'm like, limited shelf space. Don't know if I care enough. Yeah. But it's definitely cool to see. Now, there is another third-party robot. It's called Robot Toys RTO2 Tyrant Beast Wars Transformers Megatron. And don't yet know what he's going for. They say fourth quarter 2023. I think it's more likely beginning of next year.
Yeah, first quarter.
They don't have painted colors of him, like full paint. They have like kind of test shot. Unless this is really the paint that he's going to have, in which case I'll be like, pass. But but if they paint him up and he looks cool, it's more of a roboticized version of his original form.
Yeah.
So less of the fleshiness of the beast form and more of like how Grimlock is in Transformers.
Yep.
But he's basically a 5-inch figure. So a little bit bigger than core class, a little bit smaller than deluxe, but looks spectacular. And honestly, depending on cost, I may pick this one up and then review it. But but yeah, so I mean, plenty of awesome stuff. I'm waiting for TransArt to hit Beast Machines characters. Because once they run out of Transmetals, there's only one place to go.
Cloak, 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 cloak.
Yes,
cloak,
I would cloak. Love that.
I've trans.
And they missed the ball too with their Transmetal Optimal Optimus.
Did they?
Yeah, they could have had a Beast Machines Megatron head.
True. True.
They so missed the ball on that one. I was like, aw. But yeah.
I think I've mentioned this before. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but you really can't turn what I want. Can't turn Unicron into what I want, but can you imagine? Even if it was a $600 item. Giant Beast Machines head Megatron, the same size as Unicron, the dishwasher size. That would be amazing.
It would be.
That would be amazing.
So let's cut through the signal noise, shall we?
All right, folks. Hope everyone had a good holiday season. We are looking forward to the new year, the 40th anniversary of the brand, and everything that's going to be coming out Next year for Transformers, this year we got the Bay films done. Next year, I don't know what the hell we're doing for specialty stuff. I do know I want to get back to some more HETF Origins at some point. It's just wrangling guests and all that. So, anything else from you, sir?
Nope.
All right. Well, I think you can close it out then, Megatron.
So, thank you for joining us here on All Things Transformers. You can, of course, interact with us and the show on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, at SCP-21 and All Things TFV3. You can interact with Mike at TFG1Mike. This episode's post is also on all the other social medias, Facebook, and of course, always geekcastradio.com. Please leave comments and feedback. And until next time, transform and transcend.
Where is my rubber ducky?
In the toilet.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.